All right, so today's interesting. I'm going to, we should be live on here. Just make sure we're good on Instagram and on Facebook. All right, we are. So today, driving in, I just had some thoughts on this 82 degree summer day here in New Jersey. It reminded me of us working construction jobs, and we worked at a police department for many years. We didn't have cars to take on the road with us to these construction jobs. I mean, we were literally our leaders did not permit a patrol car to be taken to a scene where companies hired us to provide safety support for them. Anyway, that's besides the point. On top of that, it made it difficult at times to be out in this heat. I mean, I could tell you that there were days that I paid tremendously for being out there. You know, I mean, literally the heat, the sweat equity of having the day literally drain the life out of you. And then on top of that, we would have these people who, quote unquote, were supervisors or bosses. But we got to think about what a supervisor actually means. I mean, does that mean that that guy's got to come out and check to make sure you're out there and do what you're supposed to do? We had guys that come out and make sure guys weren't on there, didn't have an ear pod in or for the 9-12 hour job they were doing, you know, didn't happen to maybe talk to their wife or their kids while they were on a construction. These are the bosses we had that came out and checked on you, right? Because they had to make sure Paul didn't open up. And you know what's crazy is I never once had a boss come out and give me a bottle of water. I thought about the way here as I was driving this morning. What kind of boss would you want to be? Would you want to be somebody's boss where you're making life more difficult for everybody, right? You're making sure that they're conforming to what, or would you be the person that understands that it's 94 degrees outside today, it's hot as hell, and it may be a better gesture instead of showing up and being somebody's complete lunatic boss and showing up and say, hey, you good out here? I brought you a big bottle of water. Hey, I brought you a sandwich for lunch. That never happened. So selfless versus selfish behavior. If you want your people to regard you in a good light, and this goes for people who see their coworkers out there working these construction jobs. It was always common that I would go to the store or bring extra bottles of water if I knew guys were going to be out working construction jobs. I would check on people multiple times in my shift. I didn't work day work very often. We had a night shift. I would certainly come by and make sure they didn't need a sandwich. I would always make sure whoever was there was comfortable and do whatever I could. I wasn't their boss. So I urge all of you to behave selflessly, not selfishly. Selflessly. If you are a supervisor, instead of going out and checking the list to make sure they're out there, how about offering, so, hey, I stopped at this place. I grabbed an extra sub for you. I don't know if you like it, but here's a bottle of water. I know it's hot out today. So what kind of boss are you trying to be? What kind of supervisor are you trying to be? What kind of leader are you? What is the culture of your agency? Is it selfish or selfless? And I thought about this morning while I was working out of my house. Rizzo was over my house this weekend. We have a very strong relationship. And I started thinking about the culture of these agencies and where the problems lie within. And we really are, as a company, trying to progress the new thought of culture and leadership. And it really is one of those things that needs to be addressed. And we can't convince the existing regimes that this is a better way to lead. But what we can do is remind everybody who's watching these videos, who comes to our classes, that we will together collectively with the right thought behave selflessly in the future and change the culture of how leadership is done in a law enforcement agency. So think about that. Think about being selfless. It is a great trait that will treat you well throughout your career, and people will regard you as a guy or a girl who always behaves with the intention of the other person being satisfied, happy. They are always thinking about the other person. Sometimes you got to think about yourself too. You know, you don't want to be completely, you got to take care of yourself, but think about that. So are you somebody's boss, or will you bring somebody a bottle of water?